طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our 22nd session. Reading from Let's Begin to Read Arabic. And inshallah today we're going to take the last two letters of the alphabet, yani lesson 42, dealing with the consonant Ayn, which is from the letters of the throat, and on page 82 and 83, and lesson 43, dealing with the letter Dad, which is one of the velarized letters, heavy sounding letters, on page 84 and 85. So as we mentioned previously, these are the last two letters of the alphabet. And with this, we will have completed the alphabet. Alhamdulillah. However, there are some very important special rules for reading and writing Arabic. And in the end of this book, those rules are covered with very brief lessons, perhaps. And in each session, we should maybe be able to take two of those lessons as we're doing with the alphabet. Complete it in just a few weeks, the remainder of this course. There's always a need to remind ourselves of the importance of muraja'a, constantly reviewing what we've taken in the past, in order that we don't forget what we have spent a lot of time and exerted ourselves in trying to learn, so that we don't just forget it after we learned it. It's important that we constantly are engaged in reviewing. So I urge you to please try to follow the pattern that we're doing in our sessions when we are together here in the class, and try to review as many lessons as possible on a daily basis until you perfect all of what we have taken previously. Today, inshallah, as I said, we're going to take the last two letters of the alphabet, the letter Ayn and the letter Dad. And before we do that, I just want to quickly review from the previous lessons, two lessons from last week and two lessons from the week before. Some of these letters, and they came at the end because these are some of the more difficult letters in the Arabic language, the letter Ta and the letter Sad, and the letter Va. There are four velarized letters. Those are three of them. And the last of them we're going to take today, the letter Dad. So these are letters in the Arabic alphabet that have no equivalent in English. We don't have any letter or sound in English that is like it. Therefore, it does require practice. And I hope that, inshallah, that you review these lessons in particular. Lessons 38, 39, 40, and 41, and then the lessons that we're going to take today, 42 and 43, which are the last letters of the alphabet. Okay, so let's quickly go back and look at lesson 38, lesson 38 on page 74. Lesson 38 is dealing with the letter Ta. The letter Ta, it has no English equivalent. It's similar to the T in taut. It is produced by curving the tongue and raising it towards the soft palate, and then raising the top part of the tip of the tongue to the gum line of the two top incisors. Its articulation point is like ta and dal. The letter ta and the letter dal and this letter fa are all articulated from the same point, that is the top part of the tip of the tongue touching the gum line of the two top incisors. The letter, it's a heavy letter, velarized. It's different from the letter, from the same articulation point, the letter ta. It's from the same articulation point, but it's heavy. Fa, fa, fa. Okay, so let's look at that letter on page 74, page 74, the letter fa. Let's look at that letter, and then we'll go to the next lesson and review the last few lessons that we've taken. Okay, so on page 74, lesson 38, line 1, the first word. Sao, that's a diphthong, right? Fata, followed by wow with sukun. Sao tun. Sao tun. Second word. Two long vowels, right? A ba tun. A ba tun. A ba tun. Third word. Ha ba pa. Pa, huh? Pa. Distinguish ta from pa. Haba pa. Haba pa. Last word, line one. Raba pa. Raba pa. Okay, let's go. Line two, first word. Toirun. Again, this is a diphthong, fatha, followed by ya with sukun. This time, ya with sukun. Toirun. Toirun. Second word. Short vowel, long vowel, long vowel, short vowel. Huh? A-sa-ti-ru. A-sa-ti-ru. Now, third word, line two.
Sultanun.
Sultanun. Sultanun. Last word, line two.
Ma-pa-run.
Ma-pa-run. Ma-pa-run. Okay, let's go to line three, first word. Maparun. Maparun. Second word.
Fatirun.
Fatirun. Third word.
Tala.
Tala. Last word.
Taba.
Taba. Okay, page 75. We're still in lesson 38. Page 75, line 4. First word.
Fatarani.
Fatarani. Fatarani. Second word. Now, Alpa. Yabu. Alpyabu. Alpyabu. Yani from Tayyib. Tayyib. Alpyabu. Third word. Ustulun. Ustulun. Last word. Batalun. 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 Okay, let's turn to the next lesson. On page 76, lesson number 39. And this letter is the letter Sad. It's also a velarized letter. And it has a heavy sound. It should be distinguished from the letter Seen. Sa, saw. Sa, saw. Okay, this letter has no English equivalent. It is somewhat similar to the S in sort, but we don't pronounce it exactly the same way. It's produced by curving the tongue, like in the letter Tha, curving the tongue. Its articulation point, like the letter Zay and Seen, like the letter Zay and Seen, its articulation point is from between the tip of the tongue and the plates of the two top incisors. Yani from the tip of the tongue and the plate of the two top upper front teeth, slightly above the lower incisors, and a small space is between the tongue and the incisors when pronouncing. In other words, the tongue, the tip of the tongue should not be touching the plates of the top two front teeth. Should not be touching, there should be a small space between them, and it should be opposite them and above the lower incisors, okay? From the same articulation point as the letter Seen, but this is a heavy letter, Saw. Saw. Okay, Sa and Saw. This is the letter Sod. Okay, let's look at this lesson for the letter Sod. Lesson 39, page 76, line 1, first word.
Manasun.
Manasun. Second word.
Rassa.
Rassa. With shed no on the sod. Rassa. When you have a shed, that means the letter is pronounced twice. So you have to hold it and emphasize it. Rassa. Rassa. Third word, line 1.
Marususun.
Marususun. Line 2, first word.
Sautun.
Sautun. Second word.
Salli.
Salli. Third word.
Salli.
With shadda on the lamb. Sallaytu. Sallaytu. Line 3, first word.
Misru.
Misru. Second word.
Sabara.
Sabara. Sabara. Third word.
Sadidun.
Sadidun. Last word.
Soma.
Sama. Turn to page 77, line 4, first word.
Salatun.
Salatun. If we stop on this word, we pronounce it?
Salatun.
Naam, like it's just an H with no vowel. Yani like the letter ha with no vowel. Salah. Salah. Second word.
Usalli.
Usalli. With shadda on the lam and the kasra elongated by ya. Long vowel. Usalli. Third word.
Sudurun.
Short vowel, long vowel, tan wing. Sudurun. Sudurun. Line 5, first word.
Basirun.
Basirun. Short vowel, long vowel, tan wing. Second word.
Siyamun.
Siyamun. Siyamun. Last word.
Sabirun.
Sabirun. Sabirun. Any question about these two letters? Okay, let's turn to the next lesson. That is lesson 40 on page 78 and 79. Lesson 40. This is the letter Va. Also, this letter is from the velarized letters. It's from those letters that have no English equivalent. It's a heavy sound letter. Yani, it's similar to the sound of the letter, the letters TH in English. Yani, like this. Or these or those, like the letter thou, except this is a heavy yani form of the letter tha. Okay, it's a heavy form of the letter because it's velarized, right? So it's heavier than the sound of th in this or the sound of the Arabic letter thou. The tongue is curved, okay, because it's velarized, and the top side of the tip of the tongue touches the bottom edges of the two top incisors. And in the two top upper fronted teeth, the top side of the tip of the tongue touches the bottom edges of the two top front teeth. Its articulation point is from the top side of the tip of the tongue, touching the bottom edges of the two top incisors, the same articulation point as the letter tha and the letter tha. Va. The tongue is curved, it's a heavy sound. Va. From the same place as tha, but va. Huh? Tha, tha, va. All of them are from the same articulation point. Okay, let's try. Look at this lesson. Lesson 40, page 78, line 1, the first word.
Shuavun.
Shuavun. Shuavun. Second word.
Ghilavun.
Ghilavun. Third word.
Ghilalun.
Ghilalun. Last word.
Zalamun.
Zalamun. Line 2. First word.
Zalumun.
Zalumun. Second word. Again.
Zahara.
Va, heavy, huh? Zahara. Zahara. We want to distinguish this from the sound of thou. Tha. It's not Zahara. Va. Zahara. Zahara. Third word.
Vanna.
Shadda on the noon. Vanna. Last word. Navunnu. Shadda on the noon again. Navunnu. Okay, line 3, first word.
Zalama.
Unless you have perfected these letters already, you should be joining us in the exercise. If you already perfected them, you have a free pass. Line 3, first word again.
Zalama.
Zalama. Zalama. Second word.
Yavlimuna.
Yavlimuna. Last word, line 3.
Yanvuruna.
Yanvuruna. Yanvuruna. Okay, on page 79, they're just showing us the distinction between this letter va And the letter that looks like it, the letter fa. Ta. Va has one nukta, one dot above it, and ta has none. Okay, let's go to the next lesson. Lesson 41 on page 80. Lesson 41 on page 80. This is the letter ha, the letter ha, as in halal and haram and hamid, ahmed, and so on. This letter ha also is from amongst those letters that have no English equivalent. It's not a velarized letter, but it has no English equivalent. It's produced by tensing the tongue and forcing the air out. Ha, ha. Yani, it requires some effort. Okay, it's not an easy letter like the letter yani in huwa. The H in huwa is easy. Huwa, Allahu. That's easy. This one you have to work at it. Okay, ha. Tensing the throat, forcing the air out, making an airy hissing sound. It is similar to H in hand, but articulated with greater force. It differs from the letter kha, which is also from the letters of the throat, in that kha has a kind of scraping effect. Kha, kha. This one has an airy effect, hissing. Ha, ha. Okay? Its articulation point is from the middle of the throat, along with the letter ayn that we're going to take today. Along with the letter ayn that we're going to take today. The letter ha. Okay, so let's look at this lesson also. Lesson 41, page 80, line 1, first word. Remember the hissy sound. Ruhun. Ruhun. Second word. Rauhun. Rauhun. Third word.
Nikahun.
Nikahun. Last word.
Sabbaha.
Sabbaha. Line 2, first word.
Hamida.
Hamida. Second word. Remember the meme has shadda with fatha. Muhammad. Muhammad. Not Muhammad. Muhammadun. Muhammadun. Third word.
Ahmadu.
Ahmadu. Last word.
Ahadun.
Ahadun. Ahadun. Ahadun. Line 3. First word. Rahimun. This is as in the basmala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rahim. Naam. Second word. Ihsanun. Ihsanun. Third word. Sihrun. Sihrun. Last word. Sahirun. Turn to page 81, line 4. First word.
Hamimun.
Second word.
Habibun.
Third word. It's a shadda on the ba, and then the fatha is elongated by alif. Ahibba'u. 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 Yani ahibba is the plural of the word before it. Habib. Habib. Beloved. Naam. Okay, line 5, last line. Yani first word. First word in that line.
Fi.
Fi. Second word.
Lauhin.
Lauhin. Huh? First two words together.
Fi lauhin.
Fi lauhin. And the last word?
Mahfuzin.
Mahfuzin. Mahfuzin. Okay, let's read it all together. All three words.
Fi
lawhim mahfuzin. Now here, I just want to note that the letter lawhin, yani when it's followed by the word mahfuz, because there's a special rule called idgham in Arabic, especially in recitation of the Quran. So lawhin, the noon is not pronounced. Rather, the noon in lawhin is merged into the meme of mahfuz. So instead of saying lawhin, we're going to say lawhim mahfuz. Inshallah, we're going to see this kind of rule when we do the special rules at the end of this book. After we finish the last lesson we're going to do today, after that we're going to do special rules. We'll see this rule coming up. On the bottom of this page, 81, it just shows us the three letters that have the same exact forms. That is the letter Jim, the letter Kha, and the letter Ha. They have the same exact forms in the beginning, middle, and end. And when they're alone, except that Jim has a dot underneath it, Kha has a dot on top of it, and Ha has no dot, no nukta. Okay, any question before we go on to the lessons for today? Anybody have a question? Okay, good. Okay, so the first lesson that we're going to take today is lesson 42. Lesson 42. And lesson 42, on page 82, it says at the top of the page, new element. And it looks like a little comma with an A after it. Okay, that is the symbol that they normally use in transliteration for the letter Ayn. It's reverted, yani, or inverted. And if it was the other way, then sometimes they use that for the letter Hamza. In any case, it's transliteration. At this point, as we are finishing the alphabet, we don't need transliteration anymore. We should only be reading Arabic. Please, yani, do not cripple yourself with transliteration. You have no need of it. Okay? It's really a waste of time reading anything in transliteration. Once you know the Arabic alphabet, you don't need it anymore. Okay, so after today, we should not be reading anything in transliteration, especially if you're learning something from the Quran. Do not read it from transliteration. Read it from the Quran now. And just get somebody to help you. Huh?
Answer the question.
Oh, answer the question? Inshallah. Without you asking it, huh? Tayyib khair. Inshallah. Yani, for years and years and years, we have yani had this problem of learning Quran or supplications from the hadith by transliteration. And when you learn it by transliteration, guaranteed you are not going to be pronouncing it correctly. It's just not possible. Okay? We had to do that when we didn't know Arabic. But now that we learned the alphabet, we don't need to use it anymore. So please, yani, throw it under the bus, throw it out the window, put it in the trash, whatever you want to do with it.
So
kick it down the road.
All Arabic.
It doesn't have to be all. If you have an English translation of the Quran that has Arabic in it, no problem. But it is better to have an all Arabic mushaf. It's better to have an all Arabic mushaf. And I would suggest even a larger size one that's easier for you to see the letters and the vowels. And that will help you in the beginning. In the beginning, that would be really helpful. The large size one, it's kind of expensive, but yani, it's worth it. It's a good investment. Because why? Because it's going to help you to read the Book of Allah. And whatever it costs you, yani, it will be well worth it if you consider that every letter that you read from the Quran, Allah will give you Ashra Hasanat. So if you paid $10 for that mushaf, or $20, or $100, every letter that you read, Allah is going to record for you, the angel is going to record for you, 10 good deeds for one letter. If a word has 5 letters, that's 50 hasanat. If an ayah has 10 words, you might get thousands of hasanat just from reading one ayah. That big mushaf, whatever it costs you, it's worth it. If you have the money, if you don't have it, you can't do anything, right? But if you have it, invest in it. Invest in a good mushaf. I would suggest that you get the printing from Medina, the Medina mushaf. And the reason why is because most of the mushaf that we have in the masjids here are from the Medina mushaf. And you want to practice reading from one script, the same script all the time. And this also helps your memorization. When you're looking at the same words in the beginning of the page and in the end of the page, when you memorize them, that's going to help a lot. So if you can get the Medina mushaf, a large size one, it will help you a lot. Let's move on quickly to this lesson. Yani, the letter Ayn. This is the voiced form of the previous sound Ha. Note that Ghain The letter Ghain has one dot, while Ayn has none. Okay, so what we're saying here is that in terms of comparison of shape and form, Ayn that we're taking now and Ghain that we had before, they are written the same way. When they are alone, in the beginning, middle, and end. Except Ayn has no dot. As far as the sound of the letter Ayn, it has no English equivalent. It's produced by tensing the throat and forcing the air out. Ah! Ay! Oh! Ah! Okay? Its articulation point is from the middle of the throat, like the letter Ha. It's from the middle of the throat. Yani, there are three articulation points in the throat. In the bottom, there's Hamza and Ha, as in Huwa. And in the middle is Ayn and Ha, as in Hamid. And on the top of that is Ghain and Kha. Those three articulation points. So this articulation point for the letter Ayn is from the middle of the throat, along with the letter Ha. Along with the letter Ha that we had last week. Okay, the most important thing here is to distinguish between the sounds of the letter Ayn and the letter Hamza. Okay? If you have the letter Hamza, with a fatha you say ah, ah. But with Ayn you say ah, ah. So it's different. Ah, ah. And sometimes we pronounce them the same. Like somebody pronounces the word Alim with Hamza, they pronounce it as those Hamza instead of Ayn, and they say Alim. And Alim and Alim, they have two complete different meanings. Alim is one of the names of Allah, Al-Alim. Alim is one of the descriptions of the punishment of Allah. Yani Azabun Alim means painful, terrible, yani something. Painful, terrible. Allah uses that word a lot in the Quran to describe His punishment. Azabun Alim with Hamza, Alim. This letter is Ah. Alim, that's one of the names of Allah, Al-Alim. So the difference between the sound is very important, because you might change the different, you might change the word to a different word that you don't intend by pronouncing it as Hamza instead of Ayn, or pronouncing Ayn as Hamza and vice versa. Okay, so at the top of this page, we see on page 82, we see the letter Ayn, how it's written when it is alone, independent, and then we see it, how it is written, the next form is the end form. When it's at the end of a word and you're closing out with it, it goes back to almost the same as its original independent form, except it has a connector, and here they have it colored in. It's not necessary to color it in. That's a lot of extra work. In any case, the third form is the beginning form. It's the main part of the top of the letter Ayn, and the bottom part is cut off with a line to connect to what is following it. That's the beginning form. And then the fourth form, the last form, is the Ayn when it's in the middle with a connector on both sides. Okay, the letter Ayn should be pronounced different from Hamza. We should say Ah, Ay, O. Okay, it's a little difficult. It has no equivalent in English in reality. Okay, we are on lesson 42, page 82, line 1, the first word. Zara. Ayn. Zara'in. Zara'in. Second word. Wa'in. 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 Third word. Sa'in. Sa'in. Fourth word. Ma'a. 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 Last word? The last letter, Ayn, has sukoon. So you're going to just stop on it. Okay, it's going to be difficult for you to pronounce without a vowel. But it should be pronounced Yara Ta. Ta. But don't go too far with it. Otherwise, it's like you're putting a vowel on it. It's not Yara Ta. But it's Yara Ta. Yara Ta. Okay? Yara Ta. Okay, let's read this line all together from the first word. Line 1, first word.
Zara'in.
Zara'in. Second word.
Wa'in.
Wa'in. Third word.
Sa'in.
Sa'in. Fourth word.
Ma'a.
Ma'a. Last word.
Yarota.
Okay, line 2, first word.
دفعٌ
دفعٌ. Second word.
رجع
رجع. Third word.
سريعٌ
سريعٌ. Last word.
عبد
عبد عبد means what?
He worshipped.
يعني he worshipped. يعني عبودية عبادة. عبد عبد. نعم. Let's read this line all together from the first word, starting with first word. نعم.
دفعٌ.
Second word.
رجع.
رجع. Third word.
سريعٌ.
Last word.
عبد.
Line 3. First word. عن. This is a famous word that we usually see in the beginning of a hadith. عن عائشة رضي الله عنها وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. عن means from, or in this case, in the technical terminology of hadith, the meaning of it is on the authority of. يعني something that's narrated on the authority of a particular person. عن أبي هريرة meaning it is narrated from or on the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه. عن. Okay, second word, line 3.
عالمون.
عالمون. نعم. Normally we see this word in its يعني منصوب form عالمين. رب العالمين. This is the same word. عالمون and عالمين mean exactly the same. It's just the way it came in the sentence, so the form is slightly changed based on Arabic. يعني إعراب. عالمون. عالمون means, عالم means the world. عالمون means all of the worlds. All worlds. Universe. Everything in the universe. نعم. Yeah, same root. نعم. يعني عالم means world. عالم means person who has knowledge. Now from عالمة, to have knowledge. Now, third word, line 3. عمّة. عمّة. With شد on the meme. عمّة. We know this word from what? From Surah what? عمّة يتساءلون. Now. Now. Line 3, last word.
أنعمت.
أنعمت. أنعمت. Okay, let's read this line from the first word. Nam.
An.
Second word. Alamuna. Third word. Amma. And the last word? An'amta. Turn to page 83. Lesson 42, page 83, line 4. First word. Ta'buduna. Second word. Shadda on the meme with a kasra. Underneath the shadda, if the letter is underneath, if the vowel is underneath the shadda, means it's kasra. Okay, let's read it again. Second word. Naam, with shadda on the meme. Yu'ammiru. Yu'ammiru. From ammara, yu'ammiru. Last word, line 4. Ma'lumun. Ma. Okay, the ayin has sukun, so you're not going to fully pronounce it without a vowel, right? So you're not going to say ma'lum, but you're going to say ma, huh? Ma'lumun. Ma'lumun. Okay, let's read line 4. First word. Ta'buduna. Second word. Yu'ammiru. Last word. Ma'luma. By the way, ma'luma means something that's known. Yani if somebody says to you, هذا وهو معلوم. Yani this or he is known, is well known. Ma'lum. It's well known. Naam. It's well known that Muslims pray 5 times a day. Naam. It's well known that Muslims don't eat pork. And things like that. That's well known. Everybody knows that. Yani non-Muslims, they all know that. Wait a minute, Muslims don't eat pork. Even some of them say, Muslims don't lie. Muslims don't cheat. Some brothers were on the day to eat. They were playing basketball one time in the park. And the brother said that one of the Kafirs who was playing basketball said, well, I thought Muslims don't cheat. I mean, Muslims don't cheat. What are you doing? We do that. Not y'all. Line 5. First word. Sa'atun. 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 Anybody know what sa'atun means?
Watch.
It means a watch or a clock. It also means the hour. The hour. Yani, sa'a means the hour of judgment. Naam. Second word. Masa'in. 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 Last word, line 5. Naam. This is a ayn followed by a hamza. We a'un. We a'un. We a'un. Now, let's read this line together. Line 5, first word.
Sa'atun.
Sa'atun. Second word.
Masa'in.
Masa'in. Last word.
Wi'a'un.
On the bottom of the page, underneath the last line, it shows you the two letters, Ayn and Ghayn. And remember that these two letters, yani, look alike in every form except that Ayn does not have a nukta. Okay, let's go back and read the lesson again, individually. Individually. Okay, let's read the lesson. 42, page 82, line 1, first word. Who wants it? Now, Mustafa.
Zar'in.
Zar'in. Second word. Second word, Salahuddin.
Wa'in.
Wa'in. Third word, Abdus Shakur.
Sa'in.
Sa'in. Fourth word. Fourth word, Muhammad.
Ma'a.
Ma'a. Last word, line 1, Abdul Aziz.
Yarta.
Yarta. Yarta. Second line, first word. Who didn't read? Oh, back here. Let's see who's back here. Gene? Gene. Second, yeah, Nam. Second line, first word. Deaf.
Deaf.
Deaf. Uh-huh. Deaf. Deaf. Line 2. Second word, Abdullah.
Raja'a.
Raja'a. Good. Third word, Abdul Sabur.
Sari'un.
Naam. Sari'un. Last word. Last word. Who didn't read yet? Who didn't read yet? Okay, go ahead, Salahuddin. Nobody else raised their hand.
Abada.
Abada. Taib, let's go to line 3. First word. First word. Suleiman. I gotta say Ibrahim. Suleiman. An. Naam, an. Second word. Second word. Naam, Abdul Shakur. You just make the first one long vowel. Ala. Naam. Alamun. Third word. Third word. Yes. Yes.
Amu.
Yeah. With fatha though. Amma. Naam. Amma. Last word. Last word. Suleiman. An'amta. He must know that word. He said it too good, man. An'amta. Everybody knows the Fatiha, right? An'amta alayhim. Naam. Ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim wa al-dhalin. Taib, let's go on to the next page. 83, line 4, first word. Abdul Halim. I almost didn't see your hand there, huh? Naam, ta'buduna. Second word. Second word, Abdulaziz. Yu'ammiru. Last word, Salahuddin.
Ma'lumun.
Ma'lumun. Last line, first word, Mustafa.
Sa'atun.
But make the first one long. Sa'a. نعم ساعة ساعة. If we stop on that word, how do we pronounce it?
ساعة
ساعة. نعم. Second word, Abdullahi. مساع مساع. Last word. تفضل.
وعاء
وعاء وعاء. Okay. Any question about this particular letter, the letter Ayn? Okay, the main thing about the letter Ayn is that it does require some practice, okay, because we want to make sure that we're pronouncing a sound that's different than the letter Hamza. That's different than the letter Hamza. Okay, let's go to the last lesson, lesson 43, the last lesson of the alphabets anyway. It says new element. There's a D with a dot underneath it. And that dot underneath it is just a way of distinguishing it from the other D, which is the letter Dal. The letter Dal. This is the letter Vod. This sound is exclusive to Arabic, meaning this sound is in no other language in the world. It's in no other language in the world. That's why they call the Arabic language, one of the names of the Arabic language is Lugatul Vod. Lugatul Vod. Yani the language of Vod. Because no other language has this sound, the sound of the letter Vod. It is articulated by bringing the left side of the tongue close to the upper molars with velarization. Okay, it's a velarized letter, heavy sounding letter. Yani the tongue is moved, is curved up close to the upper molars. Here it says left side. Some of the books mention left side or right side. And some even said it can be pronounced on both sides. In any case, let's try to pronounce it from one side. We'll get to both sides in the future at some point. Note that the letter Sod has no dot, while this letter Vod has one dot. These two letters, Sod and Vod, are both velarized letters. They're heavy sounding letters. The tongue is curved on both of them. They look the same. Their sound is different. Sod and Vod. But they look the same, except Sod has no dot and Vod has a dot. Okay, it has no English equivalent. The tongue is curved and the left or right side of the tongue is brought close to the upper molars. It says it's pronounced from one of the sides or edges of the tongue. One side or edge of the tongue. And some say it can also be pronounced from both sides at the same time. Quite difficult. Even for the Arabic people today, who they don't know Arabic anymore, right? It depends. It can be pronounced from either side, yani, correctly. Well, yani, anyway, the Sheikh, he says here from the left side, so we're going to go with the left side, because he's the linguist and the specialist and the world-renowned yani Arabic specialist, so we'll go with the left side, inshallah. Try to pronounce it from the left side. Dha, dha, dha. Okay, it should clearly be different from the letter da, da. This dha, dha. Okay, it's not like any sound that we know, so it will require a lot of practice. Okay, we see the letter on the top of the page in its independent or lone form, and then we see the bottom end of it being cut off so that you can connect it to a letter following it. That's the beginning form. In the middle form, it will look just like that one, except it has a connector on both sides, and the end form looks like it looks in the beginning. I mean, it looks like when it's written alone by itself, just with a connector coming to it, yani, from the right side, because we're going from right to left. Okay, the letter, ba, ba, huh? Let's read page 84, lesson 43, line 1, first word.
Arbun.
This first letter is Hamza. Ar-dun. Ar-dun. Ar-dun means the earth. The earth that we live upon. Second word.
Radin.
Radin. Yani from radiya. Yani to be pleased. Radin. One who is pleased. Third word. Madin. Madin, from mada yamdi, yani madin, something that passed, like the fi'l madi, فعل الماضي ماض. The last word قاض. قاض قاض is from قضى يقضي. القاضي is the what? The judge. قاض is a judge. Okay, let's read line 1 all together from the beginning. First word أرض. 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 Second word راض. راض. Third word ماض. ماض. Last word
قاض.
قاض. Line 2. First word مريض. 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 مريض is the verb. It doesn't have tanween or alif lam. That's a sign that it's probably a verb. مريض means he was sick. نعم. Second word مريض. مريض. مريض means a person who is sick. يعني a sick person or a patient. مريض. Third word with shed on the lamb. Hold the lamb. Ba ba dalla. Dalla. Naam. Dalla means he went astray. Last word. Balun. Balun is the person who went astray. Dalla is the verb. Dalla, he went astray. Balun means one who is astray. The plural. Balun came in the Quran. Walad balin. Balin. Balun, same meaning. Yani, those who are astray. Okay, let's read line 2 from the beginning all together. First word. Marubha. Marubha. Second word. Maribun. Third word. Dalla. Last word. Balun. Line 3. First word. Radiya. This is a verb, past tense verb. He was pleased. Like we say, radiyallahu anhum. Yani, may Allah be pleased with him or them. Radiya. 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 Naam. Second word. Madaytu. Madaytu. Third word. Qadayta. Qadayta. Last word. Radina. Radina. All these are verb forms. All these are past tense verb forms. That's related to the first word, radiya, to be pleased. Or except the second one is not. And the third one is not. The first one and the last one, I'm sorry. The first one and the last one, radiya and radina. Madaytu and qadaytu, but they're also past tense verbs. Now, okay, let's read line 3 all together. Yani from the beginning, first word. Radiya. Radiya. Second word. Madaytu. Third word. Qadayta. Last word. Radina. On page 85, it's just showing us yani the comparison between the letters Saad and Daad, which look alike and they're written exactly the same, except Saad has no dot, no nukta, and Daad has one on top of it. Okay, let's read this letter. Let's read this lesson, I mean page 84, lesson 43. The letter Daad, yani individually. Individually. We're going to close with this. Mustafa, first word.
Ardun.
Ardun. Second word. Second word. Abdul Shakur.
Radin.
Radin. Third word. Third word. Naam. Yusuf.
Qadin.
Okay, that's the last word. Qadin. Somebody read the word before that. No problem, no problem. Naam, word before that. Gene. Malvin. Malvin. Last word. Qadin. Okay, let's go to line 2. First word. Abdul Shakur. I mean, Abdul Sabur. First word. Got me today again.
Mariza.
Naam. Mariza. Mariza. Second word. Second word. Abdullahi.
Maridun.
Maridun. Third word. Third word. Third word. Gene. نعم ضل 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 last word صلاح الدين ضالون ضالون line 3 first word line 3 first word يا مصطفى راضية second word محمد مضيت third word سليمان قضيت قضيت last word عبدالعزيز رضينا okay with this we end the alphabet الحمد لله رب العالمين this is really a success I'm so happy for myself first and then for you second يعني for myself first and then for you that we're able to complete this يعني the course what remains from this course now is the special rules for reading and writing that's very important a lot of times when people learn Arabic they learn the alphabet they don't learn these rules Some people even went into book one and went into book two and they never knew these rules. And we have students, somebody can be a witness for me, that we had students who came here studying us book two, they didn't know the rules that we're getting ready to take now. They already finished book one, but they didn't learn these rules. Because normally people don't learn these kind of rules. They just learn the alphabet and then they just start. But now we're going to take some rules, 10 lessons, they're very short lessons, which give us special rules for the Arabic language, which help us to know that there are certain words in which there's a letter which is not pronounced. How do you know when this letter is there but don't pronounce it? Or a letter that's not there, we don't write it. But you have to know that there are certain words where a letter is not written but you have to pronounce it, even though it's not there. Okay? So there are rules, special rules of these kind of things that we're going to learn in this, yani these last 10 lessons. Yani when long vowels are not pronounced long. Yani, what is the difference between Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qat? And so on, things like this. Taramabuta, how do you pronounce it? Yani, when you stop on it, like we've been practicing with this. And some other rules related to, yani, especially Tanween Fatha. Yani, when a word ends with a Tanween that has two Fatha, what are the rules for how this is read? When you stop on it, when you keep reading. These are rules that a lot of people who already passed, yani, the beginner's level, second level, intermediate level, they didn't learn these rules. Inshallah, we're going to start learning them next week. I hope that everybody will be with us until we finish this course. It will just be a few more weeks. We're not trying to race. We've been taking our time so that we can learn it well. So we're going to take our time. We're not going to rush through these lessons. But they are very important lessons. And you have to come prepared. Okay, I'm going to send you some notes that I made for these last 10 lessons. Notes that are not in the book. But notes that I made to help you to understand and for you to have something in writing to review. I'm going to send them to you, inshallah, with the homework assignment for this week. Please read those lessons, the explanations of these last 10 lessons. Please read them before you come to class next week. We may only do one or two lessons, but at least start reading it, okay, so that you're familiar with it before you come to class. Any question before we stop here? We might do more than one at a time because some of them are very short rules, very simple. Some of them are related to another rule. So when we learn the first rule, the second rule is just like an addition to it, continuation of it. So some of them are short lessons. If it takes one whole session for a rule, no problem. But probably it's not going to take a whole session for one rule because we've done this before. So it doesn't really take that much time. But in any case, we'll see. If there's a need, we'll take more time. No problem. We're not rushing. Okay, I'm going to stop here. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika. Shalla la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. So that we can start the next class.